Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Mushrooms are often linked with whimsy and fairies, but why do fairy rings pop up in the yard or forest? Mushrooms are a sign of healthy, nutritious soil and/or a clue to landscape issues. Let's talk about some funky fungi that can be found in the landscape. The first thing to know about fungi is that they like moist, dark environments. Fungal spores can be dispersed in many different ways, from wind and water to literal mushroom explosions. One thing that almost all fungal spores need to germinate is moisture. This might sound familiar if you've ever been told to water your plants in the morning so they dry off to prevent leaf diseases. For smaller fungi that cause molds and leaf spots, a thin film of water is enough to start their development. Another important requirement for fungi is dead stuff. Fungi are saprophytic organisms, meaning they get their nutrients from dead and decaying organisms. This is the reason why mushrooms don't appear on green leafy plants, but do appear on bark mulch and tree stumps. The source of their food is often dead wood, but landscape plants can also accumulate mold on their dead lower leaves. If you weren't aware, a mushroom in your landscape often indicates dead plant material. Oftentimes, homeowners can swear a tree is healthy when it has fungus growing out of the side. A shelf-type bracket or conch fungi can be a sign of decaying trees. Wood decay fungi can also be the cause of a declining tree, but only after initial damage. When a tree has natural limb shed, bad pruning cuts, mower or weed eater damage, or branch breaks, these wounds can introduce wood decaying fungi. Many times, when mushrooms or fruiting bodies are visible, the tree already has severe wood decay on the inside. An ISA track arborist can assess trees for wood decay. That stands for someone who is in the International Society of Arboriculture, who is tree risk assessment qualified. The best way to prevent wood decay and fungus on your trees is just to treat it well and avoid unnecessary damage. Prevention is also much easier than a cure, so cultivating well-adapted native Kansas plants is also a good idea. Much like mushrooms growing out of trees, the mushrooms growing out of the ground can be just as mysterious. If you want to keep believing they are fairy rings, then ignore what comes next. The mushroom circles that pop up in mine and other people's yards are from old trees. Long after a trunk is removed and the stump is ground down, the roots of that tree will begin to decay, causing fungal bodies to appear around the tree's diameter. They can also appear in lawns due to heavy thatch layers and consistent moisture, sometimes from rain and sometimes from irrigation. However you choose to deal with these funky fungi, it's good to know why they pop up. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.